Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I'm returning a request to call back from customer support.
Oh, it's from the music. What's the name of the company?
I work for a third-party call center. I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors. I can try searching with your name and zip code to see what I can pull up for you.
Okay. My name is Charo Tataje. Do you speak Spanish?
No, ma'am. We
Or
won't
do
have
you
a
have somebody?
Spanish. No,
Oh,
ma'am. We won't
okay.
have
I'll try.
Spanish available until 10:30 this evening.
Okay. 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 Do you got my name?
No, what's your zip code?
34120.
You said
120.
Zip code has 5 digits.
That's why 34120.
34120. Okay. What's your name again?
Charo Tataje.
I'm not seeing you here. When did you order?
It was October the 13th.
Let me go further back. Do you by chance have an order number?
No, I never received anything. And even though you guys charged me the $7, 990, 90 something, 99, I think. Because there was I was on Facebook and there was an advertisement that there was a mixer for $2 something and said a call now and well I enter all my information but I never received anything. And then every month you guys are charging me $56 and where's the paper? Let me go here. In October, then November, you guys charged me $56 for something that I didn't get.
What phone
And I
number
don't
did
know
you
why.
use?
56.95.
What phone number did you use?
239-601-7693.
That doesn't pull anything.
Because somebody said that you guys are always scam the people.
If we had an order or a charge in our system, ma'am, I would be able to find it. You wouldn't have something in our system and it not pull.
It says unique music choice
I don't know what
every.
that is. Again, I work for a third-party call center. I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors. I'm not going to know any information until I pull something in our system for you. I can try with the email address you used for the order and see if that'll pull anything.
It's Charo by Xerias.
I'm sorry, can you spell this?
CHARO as in Tom, A as in Apple, T as in Time, A as in Arm, JE. Oh, sorry. What I'm doing? No. Sorry. I'm giving you the wrong email. It's Charo by Xerias. CHARO B as in boy. AIXARI. AS@yahoo.com.
This isn't pointing anything either.
Yeah, that's my email address from the Facebook.
Had you been billed anything, ma'am? Like, had you been charged for the product?
Yes, I have been charged $7.99, then $56.95 on October the 13th, and then once again $56.95 on November the 13th.
May I ask, where did you find our phone number?
When I find the phone number?
Yeah, where did you find our phone number, the one you called me on?
Oh, and my online bank app.
Oh, so it's next to the charge?
It says it has been charged.
Okay. Can I try searching instead of your information for the billing information? Do you know the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
Hold on. I would say 4475.
4475.
75. Yeah.
And you said the most recent billing was here in November, what?
November the 13th.
The 13th. Let me see if I can do something real quick. 13. Let me go a bit further back. November 13th. So further.
Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
For security purposes, ma'am, can you confirm a matching street address of yours?
My address, 7499 Bristol Circle.
Thank you.
Victoria 34120. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I've loaded up something here. It's trying to load up the information. I see the email on file was charotatage
2005 at
yeah.
Yahoo. Oh, yeah, that was the
other
one.
So no worries. I'll take a look. I'm still waiting for the order details to load, and we can review what had happened. So I see exactly what you're referencing. It seems back in October, there was an original fee paid of $7.95, which is not shipping and handling, but that is a sweepstakes entry. It was a chance to enter and win a KitchenAid mixer. That had provided you into the contest, pretty much the $7.95. And if our customer does not win, it is a monthly contest for the KitchenAid mixer to see who wins, but perchance you don't, you're enrolled into our online discount shopping membership, which is where you're referencing the $56.95. That is where to your email, we had sent you an emailed gift voucher. It's set to be monthly for $125 to be redeemed in our discount shopping store.
No, I'm not. I don't want that.
Understand. I'll submit that for you. This will be effective immediately today. And I'll also be providing with a cancellation confirmation number to keep in your records. I have that ready when you are.
Okay, I'm ready. I haven't paid.
Okay. So that number is C, like Charlie, 262.
Okay.
565.
Okay.
312.
Actually, let me repeat again. C as in cash, 262-565-312.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, Ashley. So, but that's the cancellation for the subscription and everything. So you guys are going to return my. You're going to get my money back. for those 2 months.
No, I'm sorry, no. As what I've done is I've canceled. That prevents all future billings effective immediately today. The company views the charges as valid. As a courtesy, we are able to refund 35% of November's charge, which would settle within 3 to 5 business days. And the company
I'm
had
sorry,
already.
I don't understand. Sorry, you're speaking a little bit fast to me. You're saying that you are returning my money back or not?
I have canceled. That makes sure you're not billed in the future. For the $56.95 that we billed here in November, as a courtesy, we can meet you halfway. That's by refunding 50%.
So are you telling me that you guys are keeping my money, 50% of my money, so $26?
I can let you know the exact refund amount. I don't know it off the top of my head.
So this is really like a scam because why are you keeping my money if I didn't
Because
ask for anything?
for the charge, ma'am, as explained in the terms and service when you ordered, this is a monthly
No,
membership.
because I didn't have anything that says if you order this, no, nothing.
That was on
And I
where you submitted your personal information. There were terms and conditions explaining the membership, ma'am. And for the fee that was built to the email you provided, we have already sent your email voucher. It gives you $125 to use in the website. It's non-rescindable. So since the charge had already been built and the voucher had already been sent to your email, as a courtesy, we are only able to meet you with 50% as a refund.
okay.
Here in just a moment, I'm working to have this settled. You'll notice it reflect within 3 to 5 business days. I'll also provide a confirmation number to keep in your fund.
Okay, what's the confirmation number?
1 moment. All right, that had posted successfully. So for that, the number will be 7787
787
9455
9455
22.
22.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So 50% of the last month and this month.
For November.
What about October?
I'm only able to assist with the most current month, ma'am. We're not able to do anything further than what we have already offered to you to help out.
So that means that I'm going to call to the bank and dispute that thing, I think.
That would result in a chargeback, unfortunately, on your end upon a dispute being placed simply because you have called in today in reference to the order you submitted originally. And once your financial institution hears that fact stated on the call, they would deem the charge as valid once they review our terms of service. I'm waiting for a response on from my supervisor to see what further she can do to help you and having your account notated. 1 moment.
Please, thank you.
She said as a one-time courtesy to assist, she will be able to refund in full for the month of November. You'll expect a refund to reflect a $56.95 within 3 to 5 business days. You can still reference that same confirmation number I provided on the prior refund if you have any questions or concerns.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could help you with?
That will be all, I think.
All right. I have everything notated on the account. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.